listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to Frederick Douglass High School in Lexington. I'm Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls, getting ready for Montgomery County and Frederick Douglass to square off here in boys action. We had a girls varsity game that was just completed. Boy, it was an exciting contest. Henry Clay came from behind and beat Frederick Douglass 71-65, high scoring game and for the ladies. And boy, it was. Henry Clay outscored Frederick Douglass a dozen points. They were down by six entering that final quarter. Right now, Ivan Rawls is out on the playing floor, ready to talk with the head coach of the Montgomery County Indians, Jason Mays.
Thanks, Dan. Here with head coach from Montgomery County Indians, Coach Jason Mays. And, Coach, when I last got a chance to speak to you before the Lafayette game, you were saying, hey, I wish we could get these guys back in the gym, get some practice, and work on a few things. Since then, a lot of things have transpired to your team, both physically, health-wise on the court, but game-wise, too. Talk about what you were able to do when you were able to get them back into the gym for practice.
Well, we just had one practice yesterday, and we did what we're going to do the rest of the season, which is game simulation. So if we go, yesterday we went an hour and 40 minutes. 40 minutes of that was micro scrimmages, this score, this foul situation, this time on the clock. Because after watching, I've never done what I'm doing now, Ivan, and that is, I've watched an hour's worth of film on Frederick Douglass. My whole coach career, I would have watched 20 hours of the film. But I've watched 20 hours worth of film on us. Because where we are right now in this program is, we got to focus on us, which is why I love this schedule in a crazy kind of way, because it forces us to be exposed on our weaknesses. And so my disconnect with the players right now is I thought they were more in tune with how to manage a game within a game, and they're not. And that is no fault of their own. That is nobody's fault. It just is what it is. And so we have to practice those game situations as much as possible. So that's what we did. And then we had a defensive-oriented practice drill-wise, sharpened a few things up offensively. But, you know, it's just, hey, look, it's another chance to compete. And our goal, here's our goal. We have to redefine winning. Our win tonight is, can we compete on a scoreboard for four quarters? That's our win tonight. And then hopefully by January 6th, we're in a position where we're winning that game. Now, do I think we can win the game tonight? I do. But we don't have Tice, and that matters because he's our best athlete, and we're playing arguably one of the most athletic teams in the state. So,
in the absence of Tice, what does Tice bring to the game other than his athleticism that somebody or somebodies are going to have to replace?
Tice is not scared of competition because he's played against great players his whole life. He's not scared of playing against older kids, more athletic kids. He's not scared of that whatsoever. So to him, it's just another game. We need more guys like that. It's coming. It's just not – it's having to be developed.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
That's Jason Mays. His thoughts as he has to go out to center court to meet with the officials as we come on this 12-minute mark of the pregame with Frederick Douglass, the host team here tonight in Montgomery County, traveling over here to the farm, as they say, here on the campus of Frederick Douglass High School. We'll take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll get a chance to talk to the head coach for the Frederick Douglass Broncos, Coach Stephon Harris. Hey, it's Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
We're back now here at the Frederick Douglass Gym. A nice crowd on in. Ivan Ross has caught up the head coach of the Frederick Douglass Broncos, Stephon Harris, and let's get a visit with him right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Broncos of Frederick Douglass High School, Coach Stephon Harris. And, Coach, hey, the atmosphere has already been created in this place. The girls' game before was electric, and you kind of like that early in the season to kind of see your team in these type of environments.
Absolutely. And me and Mays got a prior relationship, so, you know, we're going to bring fire towards each other. But the boys know each other. It's our first home game. It's our first time actually playing in the city this year. So they're excited. So, you know, it's well to become.
Talk about this early part of the season, the things that you really like, pleased with, things that maybe concern you a little.
Things that I'm pleased with is the effort that we're bringing every day in practice and the willingness to get better. Things that I'm concerned with is creating that chemistry. We've nine guys on varsity that played football that's only been here 2 weeks, and we've only had three or four full practices. Everything else has been game planning. So creating that cohesion and that chemistry is the thing that we're working on the most.
A lot of expectations up for this team based upon what we've seen in the past. Talk about that and how you've had to handle that with this team and those expectations.
I don't think it's anything that we have to handle. We won 31 games last year, went to the state tournament, the Final Four. They went through any type of adversity that you could think a team would go through last year. So I think this team is built for it. We're adding a couple new guys. We just got to be able to create that chemistry and that team together.
Your familiarity with Coach Mays, he's in a new situation there at Montgomery County. What do you know about this particular team of Coach Jason Mays, and what are your concerns?
Any team that Mays' coach is going to play hard, they're going to be disciplined, and they're going to be fundamentally sound. So that's what we're expected to see. I know Luke Franz. I know a couple other guys that we've done the scouting report on that shoot the ball really well. So we're going to get out there, but they know they're going to play tough defense. They're probably going to run about 1,000 sets. So they're hard to scout for, but other than that, they're going to come out and play hard, and we're ready for the challenge.
What are you going to be looking for the first 3-4 minutes of this ball game?
Just up and down, a lot of threes being shot by them, and hopefully a lot of dunks by us. Hopefully defense rebounds outrunning a lot of dunks by us.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Yes, absolutely. Appreciate you.
All right. Yes, sir. Coach Stephon Harris, head coach for the Frederick Douglass Broncos. 7.5 minutes to tip off here. The Indians take their show on the road once again here at Frederick Douglass High School to take on this outstanding-looking bunch of Broncos here. When we return, Dan, I'll get you set up for this varsity action right here on the Gateway Sports Network after this 2-minute timeout.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Wes Garberry, of course, was the head coach of this team a year ago. Now it's up to Stephon Harris. So far this season, the Broncos are 3-1. They lost to Great Crossing 71-66. That's a Great Crossing team that a lot of people think is the best team in Kentucky, so they played right with them. They beat Woodford County by a point, a Woodford County team that beat Montgomery County handily 91-65. And they lost, and they beat Scott County in overtime, 72-65. So it's a team that will come in here certainly with a lot of depth and firepower. They got a couple of players coming back from last year that Armello Boone, who's we've watched, and he's terrific, averaging 22 points a game. DeMarcus Surratt, averaging 16, and Avion Chenault at 10.3 points a game. They've got those three scorers, guys that can put the ball in the hoop, and you just watch them warm up. I mean, it's indicative of really a small college team.
Yeah, and you talked about that trifecta they got there as far as their scoring. Chenault was the kid I was always impressed with, the way his energy he invokes that into the ball game. And I thought it was key when asked Coach Mays, what is Montgomery County missing in the absence of their injured freshman in Tyce Jarvis? And he said he's not scared. And that's where Coach Mays is trying to get this Montgomery County program to, when they play big teams, big names, that they don't back down from the challenge ahead of them. And they're going to see it tonight. They're going to see a team with a lot of swag, their first the home debut of the season, that really want to just kind of start putting their stamp on these teams and these big matchups. And Montgomery County's got to be up to the challenge. We talk about, the hard way that Brecken Decker goes about business, that, he's going to challenge whoever's up against him. Where are some of these other players? We need to see that, and you need to have it every night. It has to be a part of your nature, who you are. It's not one of those things where you just try to come in and try to be in a role. You're not acting. You it's got to be really you. And I think that's why he put this schedule together, to try to bring that out in these players that maybe naturally just didn't have it in them.
Last season, this team started out 3-2. They won 31 games in a row after that, made it all the way to the state semifinals, where they finally got ousted by Clark County 51-44 and finished the season 33-4 as a state Final Four participant. And again, they lost some players. They've got some players back, and certainly a squad that already, having played Great Crossing pretty much down to the wire, that they are already thinking about making another run into the state tournament this year. So teams are out warming up, and we're not too far away from the pregame activities. We'll be back for all of that 2 minutes from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Teams are at their benches. Indians in blue uniforms, white numerals trimmed in red, and the Broncos are in white uniforms. They haven't taken their jerseys off yet. I'm assuming that's going to be a green numeral with some, and they call it Keeneland green, trimmed in orange. Let's get ready and go down to our public address announcer for the starting lineup.
Welcome back to the farm. Tonight, we have your Frederick Douglass Broncos hosting the Indians of Montgomery County. With this being game number two, we will bypass the national anthem and get right to it. The starting lineups. First, the visitors on the scoreboard, the Montgomery County Indians. Number three, Luke Fine. Number four, Ethan Dunn. Number 11, Brecken Decker. Number 14, Dawson Gentry. And number 34, Cole Rose. The Indians are coached by head coach Jason Mays. And now let's meet your Frederick Douglass Broncos. At guard, junior number one, Armello Boone. At guard, junior number two, Avion Chenault. At guard, sophomore number three, DeMarcus Surratt. At forward, sophomore number five, Terry Kaysen. And at guard, sophomore number 10, Travis Jones. The Broncos are coached by head coach Stephon Harris, assistant coaches Felix Wilson, Kearney Demons, and Sean Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, let's tip it up.
So there you have the starting lineups. We're ready to go. We're down located on the end of a floor again, so we don't have the greatest vantage point for this game. The Indians will be moving away from us here in this first half of play tonight. And, again, this is a young Frederick Douglass team, but they are, you can just look at them, tell how athletic they are. They're starting three sophomores and two juniors tonight. So here we go. Fawns will move into jump center. He's going to be jumping up against Armello Boone. And they list No, it's going to be not Boone. It's going to be
Chenault.
Yeah, Chenault. Hey, Liz Chenault at 6'3", and if he's 6'3", Fonz is definitely 6'7".
And once you get off the ground.
And a tip got controlled by Frederick Douglass. So the Broncos come in our direction here. And Montgomery County defensively is man-to-man. Fonz trying to stay with Boone. Boone working off the right wing. Gives it up down in the lane. A little jump stop. They give it back to Boone. In the lane. Cut off. Feeds it underneath. Taken away by Dawson Gentry. Good strong play. Gentry brings it down himself. Stops. Fires a three top of the key. That's no good. And the rebound, boy, going high and picking it off in there is Chenault. Get it down in a hurry. And Armello Boone puts it up and in from about 12 feet away. And the Broncos have taken it to 3-0 lead. They say that was a three on the outside. So he played about 50 seconds. Dunn is going to launch a three from outside. It's good. Ethan Dunn matches the three that was put up earlier by Boone. Here off on the left wing, Kaysen. They run a little weave out front. Chenault has the ball down the lane. Goes up on the left side. Missed the driving layup. Fawns the rebound. So nice move, but he didn't finish it off. Fawns right side is cut off. The ball is deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Dawson Gentry. Fawns dribbled into trouble that time down in the corner. Gentry was there too, but there were three Frederick Douglass players there and able to knock the ball loose and knock it away. So Broncos have the ball. Here operating with it is Jones. And he gives to Boone, way out on the left wing. Over the right side, driving on the baseline and putting it up and in is Chenault. And it's five. Now they put up 4-3, so they've gone back and changed that to a two again. Here is a three by Dunn. That's no good. The long rebound comes out, taken by Fawns, who drives the baseline, goes inside, gets it blocked out of bounds from behind by Chenault. And Indians will play it underneath their own basket.
And Chenault, you know, he's going to have a big imprint on this ball game. That's why I just love his all-around game.
Dunn left side for a three. It is in and out. Went right down in. The ball is tipped away, and it'll stay with Montgomery County. Ethan had a good look, and it went right down in the cylinder.
Well, can you run something to get you a look going towards the basket?
I don't know. Here is Brecken Decker. Decker is driving, trying to go toward the basket. Got it knocked away. Rose for a three outside. It's no good. Rebound is tipped off, and it's coming up with it is Chenault. They run down and get it ahead to Boone, who goes in and jams it. And it's 6-3. And he has get it down in a hurry. Here is Dunn dribbling outside, operating out there against Jones. Travis Jones is a 6'1 sophomore. Dunn takes it to the basket and gets it knocked away and out of bounds. They're going to say that Dunn just lost it out. Looked like a lot of contact in there, but the Indians turn it over for the second time. We play 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, at least, you know, if you're going to make aggressive plays, you can kind of tolerate some miscues from time to time.
Boone guarded by Decker. Goes beyond the top of the key to Chenault. Chenault looking. He goes over to Surratt, who goes in on the left side. He gets Fawns. Missed it, gets it back, and puts it in. Oh, great concentration by Surratt. Fawns looked like he had stopped him and would get the rebound. 8-3. We played just 3 minutes. Here's Dunn. Dunn dribbling out front. Keeps the dribble. Now has to pick it up. Floats it down to Fawns. Fawns backs up. He launches a three. Good.
Well, great job of collecting himself by Luke Fawns. He didn't rush himself to get that shot.
Here's Chenault going inside, left hand. Oh, he moved right around Gentry. Chenault has his second field goal, and it's 10-6. But what offensive skills they bring to the table, Ivan.
They're very quick and decisive with it, too. When they get a ball, they know exactly what they want to do with it, either on an individual move or to get the next look.
Here's Dunn. Dunn floats it inside to Fawns, who catches it in the middle of people, to Rose outside. Now Decker drives for the basket, gets it knocked away, and that's going to go. I don't understand that. I mean, that ball's knocked out of bounds pretty easily by the Broncos, and that's the second time. The first time I thought they'd missed it. Here's Decker going for a steal, knocks it away. Oh, Broncos get it back, then missing the layup is Boone. Rebounded back up and in by Surratt. And it's 12-6. Here's Dunn outside, going to fire a three up, and it's good.
Wow.
Indians have hit three threes here early, and they trail 12-9, and going back the other way. Rose got away with his foul. Rebound is taken out there by Dunn. Off that miss by Kaysen, and going down, and Dunn is going to be fouled.
They're counting the basket.
They're going to count the basket by Dunn.
Yeah, I was probably saying, I thought that would have been goaltending there. The ball had already hit the backboard.
12-11. Here is Chris Wright, a little 5'8 junior, checking in. And he will come in to replace Travis Jones for the Broncos. 3:47 to play here in the opening quarter of action. In the Indians down by just a point. Wright brings it down. The Indians are going to go zone now. Wright, little penetration. Then he cross-court pass. They go down inside. The ball is knocked away.
Oh, I didn't like that call.
Oh, gosh.
Dunn,
right in front of us.
Dunn came over to replace where Gentry left in the defense right there. Did a great job of help defending. And I thought the pass took the offensive player into Dunn right there.
Here comes the entry pass underneath. They get in the corner. Working with the ball is Boone. Boone driving on Decker. Boone just keeps on going into the lane, puts it up. No good. The rebound. The Indians lost it, but finally Dunn is able to pick it up. And the Indians run. They could take the lead here. Dunn passes deflected, though, and Chenault gets it. Chenault, little jump stop, goes up, lays it up. No good, but that's going to be a foul, and that's going to be on Dunn, and that's going to be his second. Well, that's a tough call right there.
And Chenault is just, just how amazing is he, Dan? I mean, you see him all over the floor, and, you know, many people would look at the stat sheet and look at those points that Boone puts up on a nightly basis, but you look at what Chenault does, and he's involved everywhere on the floor.
6'3", junior, averages 13 a game, has missed the first free throw, has 4 points already. He's a lefty, puts it up and in. And it's a two-point lead for the Broncos at 13-11. Dunn will bring it up against Wright in backcourt, crosses the timeline, and Wright stays right with him. Here's Dunn, a long three, no good, left it short. Rebound, tipped out, coming up with the ball is Boone. He brings it down himself, now gives it off, going in. Boone gets it back, goes up and jams it. Wow, right in front of us, his third field goal. 15-11, we got a timeout taken by Montgomery County with 2:47 left to play here in the opening quarter of play. The Broncos have a 4-point lead, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. 2:47 left here in the opening quarter of play. The Indians have hit 3 3-point shots. Dunn a couple of those. Dunn has 8 of the Indians' 11 points, and it's 15-11 here after we played about just a little over 5 minutes of the game, and the Indians are huddled up right down from us.
Well,
we could listen into that huddle.
And Coach Mays, you know, as soon as the players are coming off the floor in the timeout, he grabbed his point guard and Ethan Dunn, and is like, you know, there's been a few quick shots he's taken, and you can get that shot anytime with an offense. And, you know, Ethan's done a great job of assimilating.
Indians run the press. Dunn goes right down the middle, puts it up at the end of the lane. A little short jumper. He's got 10. The Indians 13, 15-13 our score with 2:35 to go, opening quarter. Here's Wright dribbling. And now taking out beyond the top of the key is Boone. Wright, the little guy, driving in. Sends it over to Chenault, going for the bucket, and he gets under and lays it up and in and draws the foul. What a finish. I don't know how you got that ball around. Luke Fawns gets the foul, his first.
If you're playing defense in a blue uniform tonight, it's always going to be a challenge. I mean, these guys come at you fast and hard. You know, Luke Fawns was doing a good job, but, you know, Chenault, he's just got a different gear.
He's got seven going for point number eight right now, and he left it way short. The rebound comes to Rose. So it's 17-13, the lead. Decker dribbling against right, hands it to Fawns at long range. Fawns goes on the dribble, spins, weaves. Chenault locks it loose, picked up underneath the basket by Rose. Back out. There is a shot put up that is no good by Gentry and rebounded. And finally, Frederick Douglass digs it out. And down, they get it on the baseline. Boom, backs up in the right corner. A three is good. Wow. I don't know how you stop that right there. 20-13. All of a sudden, the lead at seven. Here's Decker across the timeline. Dribbles through, and they take it away from him. A lot of contact. India's fourth turnover. Lead pass ahead. Chenault goes up and jams it. And all of a sudden, it's a run of seven unanswered points, and the lead at nine. Here is, boy, Gentry. Oh, they're all over. I tell you what, a lot of body contact going on. There's a throwaway. Broncos get it, lead pass ahead, Boone floats it up, and flying through the air is Chenault for the jam. And it's 24-13 with a minute 16 to go in the first quarter, and a timeout taken by Montgomery County, their second, and we will be back here after we step out for 30 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Based on what we just saw, the Broncos would score about 260 points in a game. I mean, they just put 11 on the board in a minute and 30 seconds. I mean, it's they are a blitzkrieg.
But, I mean, you're sitting there and you're looking and you're like, okay, Montgomery County's got a chance here, you know. And then all of a sudden you look back up and, you know, it's like I took three inhales and and the game has drastically changed. And now Montgomery County's got to figure this out.
Dakari Talbert is in the game. Here's Fawns across the timeline. Long skip pass over to Gentry, and now Dunn takes it. Dunn wants to drive in, backs away, goes to, gets a screen, but now Chenault's got him. Chenault with a height advantage. Gives it off to Decker, a three left side, in and out. The Indians have a couple of those. Rebounded by Chenault. And quickly down, the shot is put up. No good by Booney. Followed it up and in. Wow.
I mean, how quickly do they get the ball off the floor off of a miss basket like that?
26-13. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Dunn, Fawns, now beyond the top of the key, gives over to Gentry, and now Dunn. Fawns trying to post up in there. Gentry, or Dunn, drives in, gives back to Fawns. Fawns quick fires a three, in and out, and the rebound is tipped out and gathered in by Gentry, so the Indians still have it. Gentry goes in, missed his shot, great puts fight. It up and in.
Yeah, it was a great follow by Dawson there on his missed shot.
26-15, Gentry's first points. Here is a long, long three that is no good, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against number 24. That's going to be Daniel Miano. That's the first foul of this first foul of the game against Frederick Douglass. So the Indians get it with 4 seconds to go. They're not going to get a shot. Yeah, Dunn just has to fire it up for midcourt. Hits the backboard, and that's it. First quarter is over, 26-15. Frederick Douglass at the end of a period, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Opening quarter, you had Frederick Douglass making only 1-3. They were 1 of 2 from the on the 3-point line. They want to take the ball down there and dunk it. They don't have any risk of it not going to the basket.
Coach Harrison, that was the objective tonight, you know, to slow Montgomery County down and get a bunch of dunks for his team. And so far, they've been able to do it. They have been a highlight reel in this game. And like I said, you know, this team, you know, we talk about the offense, but boy, they play excellent defense. And there we go, a turnover that you just can't have. Right off the bat, Montgomery County throws it out of bounds underneath the basket here for Frederick Douglass. So.
6 turnover in this opening half, but only 1 so far on Frederick Douglass. And Rallet, Isaiah Rallet, the freshman's in the game right now for the Indians. Here is also back in there is Jones, who's returning the lineup for Frederick Douglass. They're running a weave out front. Ball is almost lost. Fawns goes for it. Couldn't get it. Now driving back to the basket, going down the lane and jamming it is Savant Surratt. Wow. 28-15. You gave him daylight, and he took advantage of it. Surratt with 6. That's the thing about it is it comes from everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're hitting you at all points.
Dunn drives down in, kicks it right side. Gentry, a 3, is in and out. Rebound by Decker. Decker gathers himself, couldn't get the shot back up. So Montgomery County gets it back out front. So Gentry's had a couple have been close. Dunn, Fawns, he's had 4 threes that just wouldn't go down, but it happens. Here is Rallet deep in the left corner. He's being guarded strongly, gets rid of the ball. Decker drives in, kicks it right side, and that's a charge on Decker.
Well, they funnel you to that help defender, and they're just so quick in their ability as a help defender to get over and take you away from any kind of drive. Everything you see from Montgomery County is everything east and west, perimeter-oriented right now.
Indians go 1-3-1 zone with Decker on the point. Into the game now for Montgomery County is Dane Clutie, and he's going to be on the back line. Cross-court pass. Jones takes it. Gives it down the corner. There's a 3 that's on the way off the side of the board. The rebound loose on the floor, picked up, and trying to get it away. Now driving for the basket and putting it up and missing it. And then we get a foul as Fawns gets the rebound.
Here's the thing, Dan. You know, you talk about this Frederick Douglass team, their athleticism, their ability to play above the rim. But defensively, they beat you down low with their hands. They're getting their hands on every opportunity you give them when you put that ball down the ground.
So it's Decker on the offensive end, dribbling out front. Can't shake free, but keeps the dribble. Working hard, goes all the way around down to the baseline. Then threw it away, sending it back outside, driving, going down and going up and laying it up and in as Talbert. He's a freshman, Ivan. And it's 30-15. 6 minutes to play now. Plank. Gives it to Decker. That'll be on the top of the key. Again, done with 2 fouls. And Decker gives it down to Rallet, who goes under and puts it in.
That's great basket. Great find, too, there for Rallet.
Decker with a terrific assist. And Rallet finishes it. 30-17. Here on the perimeter. Deep in the corner, there's a 3 that is no good. And the rebound is tipped. And Gentry comes up with it. Lead pass down, and Rallet goes under and lays it up and in. So
getting out and running when you get those opportunities.
30-19, Rowlett with back-to-back field goals here in the second quarter off the bench. The freshman cross-court pass. Again, Indians hoping to bother them. There's a wide-open three right wing. Boy, you knew that one was trouble. Surratt connects from three-point range, and it's 33-19. So, yeah, now into the game is Junior Harris. They're playing a bunch. Here's Decker, gets it across the timeline. That's a foul right there. Boy, if I get to play defense like they're playing it, Ivan.
Yeah, and the official did not help right there. There were three fouls at least right there. You cannot allow the defender to grab wrist in that situation right there. So, you know, you're playing against a very active team.
Decker is coming out now, and Rose is back in. And now who's going to handle the ball?
And I like the way Montgomery County's really, you know, they're not showing any frustration here early.
No, they're Gentry. Rowlett puts it on the deck, hands it off to Plank. And now Gentry, he looks. Penetrates into the defense, lost it, picks it up, puts it up. Oh, it didn't go. Fawns went high, couldn't get the rebound. And the rebound comes down, and they run it. Oh, going down, flying through the air is Chenault, who puts it up and in. Wow. What a finish. 35-19. Fawns down in close. Gives it for a three. Plank can't get it down. Gets the rebound back. Rowlett lost the handle, and he traveled.
Yeah, had a defender run out at him. And at that point in time, once you leave your feet, you need to stay with your decision. And Rowlett, like that young man, he let that defender come out, really throw him off there.
Indians are getting some good looks from the three-point line right now. They're just not going down.
Yeah.
They hit some early, but Dunn had a couple of those. Chenault, long skip pass, driving in, spinning, weaving, losing the ball out of bounds.
Unfortunately, Gentry did hit that one last there. And it was a ball that was an errant pass, but it came so quick, you can understand why Dawson reacted to it.
Miano floats it in deep. Plank challenges Boone, but he comes up with it. Boone now gives it up, gets it back left wing. He got a screen, he fires, and he nails it.
These offensive players, they know when they get the ball, they know exactly where they're going next. And that time, Boone knew he wanted to shoot that three.
38-19. And that's a foul right there. But they're just letting him play pretty much. Fawns drives in, and he puts it up, and it doesn't go. And they rebound by Surratt. Here, coming down, they give it to Chenault. Kicks in the corner. There's another three. This one bounces off, and Rose goes and gets a rebound after Boone. Long pass down, going in as Rowlett gathers himself, puts it up, no good, gets a rebound, and then threw it away. After doing that, and back the other way, they go down, and there's a jam attempt that's no good. He hung on the rim.
They let it, you know, because I really felt like a technical should have been called there. It wasn't a matter of safety at first.
But he put it in, and it's 40-19. Fawns gets double team, keeps the ball, puts it up in the lane, and it rolls in for him. That's a strong move there by Fawns. His second field goal, 40-21. Here is Plank defending, doing a good job, but Chenault gets away from him, goes under, lays it in. Chenault makes it 42-21. 2:34 to go in the half. But, you know, again, still, the Indians are playing hard, and they are not backing down one bit from Frederick Douglass, but,
You know, you got Frederick Douglass getting high percentage shots. Montgomery County's working for everything they get.
Oh, look at Gentry. Set that one up and went in and flipped it off the glass. Good. Gentry's second field goal, 42-23. Now, out of the right corner, stepping back and nailing the three. The official right there didn't signal a three. The official across the floor gave the three-point signal. I don't know about that. 45-23, Gentry's going to fire a three, and it's no good. And the rebound by Surratt. And here we go. Driving in as Boone goes down the lane, blocked by Plank. Ball loose on the floor, and Indians trying to come out of there with it, and it's out of bounds. It's going to be Frederick Douglass's basketball. Now we get new players in. Jake Mitchell, a 6-foot senior, is going to come in. So Coach Harris is going down his bench. He also gets in number 22, and that's a player I don't have, obviously.
I'll have to check. Well, I don't have numbers on my roster.
Yeah, I don't know about that guy. And going for the basket and flipping it up and in is Chenault. And it's 47-23. A long three by Fawns is no good. The rebound is tipped over, and coming up with it is Surratt. And here is going in, and shoot, we got a blocking foul on Clutie.
Talk about no fear. There's no fear. Honey, Frederick Douglass players, they get a mindset that they're going to launch. They're going to launch. It doesn't matter who's underneath of them or what. I mean, it's like a bunch of evil Knievels out here.
107 to go in the half. And Boone on the line for two. Boone's free throw is up and good.
I don't have that type of courage even when I'm dreaming about dunking. Afraid I'm going to hurt myself.
It's a 25-point lead here in the first half. And it's been something to watch. This one's short. But the rebound came off too far, and they're able to get it. Mitchell able to come up with the ball, and here is a three put up no good from the outside. That was put up with a rebound. Clutie gets it, takes it down, then he gets caught, double team, and we get rid of it. Fawns down the lane, goes up, flips it up, and it rolled off on him, and the rebound is picked up in there by Mitchell. Runs the other way, and he stopped and he walked, I think. Now they're going to call a foul.
So he came underneath of him there.
Cole Rose gets the foul, and that'll send Mitchell to the line for two shots. Fawns field goal attempt. I don't know how that one didn't go in, Ivan.
He was close.
Here's a shot is up and good by Mitchell for his first point.
You just got to feel like for Montgomery County, everything is just coming at you so fast that, you know, those shots that you normally would make and that would normally go in a situation like this, you know, you're rushing it even when, you know, to us it doesn't appear that it is, but to the players themselves, you know, their adrenaline is probably rushing, just trying to get anything they can up as fast as they can.
James Klein and Keenan Bather are in the game right now for the Broncos. And Mitchell's second free throw attempt is no good. Fawns goes up, grabs the rebound. It's 48-23, left corner. Clutie for a three, no good. Rolled off. Rebound by that number 22 that we do not have. They run down. Mitchell goes all the way in, flips it up off the glass. Good. Wow. 54-23. 23 seconds to go. Here is Gentry. Way out near the timeline. They'll try to run this clock down. They'll give Frederick Douglass a chance for any more points. Gentry runs in, flips it off the glass. Good. And a blocking foul is called. And a three-point play opportunity for Dawson Gentry on that foul that goes against James Clark. Gentry was 6 points now. Dawson 54-25 with 11.3 seconds to go in the first half. Gentry ready to flip that free throw up there, and it is no good. The rebound is tipped out, and it comes to Boone. They got time. Boone down. Boone keeps the dribble. 4 seconds. He wants to drive on plank. Goes up inside. Flips it up. No good. And the horn will sound before they can get another shot up. So at halftime, it's Frederick Douglass, 54. Montgomery County, 25. And we'll be back to recap it for you coming up in a couple of minutes.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable, quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Dan Manley with Ivan Rawls here at the Frederick Douglass Gymnasium. Coach Mays right now, he stayed out on the bench and kept Brecken Decker and Ethan Dunn out here with him to talk to those two guys for a while, and now they're going into the locker room. It's all
older guys, you know, guys that going to have the ball in their hands predominantly, you know, because they're usually kind of initiators. And again, you know, we talked about that early timeout that Montgomery County took. Coach Mays went straight to Ethan Dunn and was like, hey, that was when they had a chance. They were down 1 point and ended up going down by four just like that. And, you know, he is constantly going to coach these guys. And he's never going to let them relax, because he feels like that's where they need to be. They need to be engaged all the time, like we see in this Frederick Douglass team. They're engaged all the time. I think collectively, defensively, they are so well connected. And I'm sure Coach Harrison says, hey, as long as you give me that type of energy and focus on the defensive end, we can have some fun on the offensive side. And you see that energy permeate throughout this team on both sides. That's what Coach Mays wants to see out of his team. Night in and night out, minute by minute, quarter by quarter.
Well, let's look at the individual scoring first of all tonight, and that's for Frederick Douglass belongs to Chenault and Boone to begin with. Chenault has 17 points, and he was, again, a highlight reel in that first half, Ivan. The plays that the 6'3 junior was making, came in averaging 13 a game, but he got 17 in the first half. Armello Boone with 15, and he averages 16 a game. Boone did hit a couple of three-pointers. Then it was 9 for DeMarcus Surratt, 5 points for Terry Kaysen, 3 for Jake Mitchell, and 2 points for Dakari Talbert, as they also played Travis Jones and Nate Cohen. He was a player that I was looking for the name. Chris Wright and Keenan Banther, and Junior Harris, and Daniel Miano, and James Clark. All those guys got into the game for fairly good minutes there in the first half.
Yeah, I really did. Got a chance to work his bench, did Coach Harris. And, you know, you talk about Chenault, Dan. And, you know, I remember Chenault right off the top, you know, without even looking at the roster, because I remember last year when the way he went about his business was just unbelievable. And he You know you're going to get the consistency out of him as far as the energy level, and I think that feeds the rest of his team. And you talk about the aggressiveness of Surratt and the aggressiveness of Boone, and then when these other players get in, they feel like they have to play with that type of same intensity. And that's what you hope happens in Montgomery County. When you see these types of teams, you hope that your team can emulate that they see that and they see the success that has. You may not have the personnel like that, but you can still play hard and hungry like that, and that's all this is. I mean, you see, when they get the ball from a make or a miss, they are attacking you immediately when the ball changes direction, and that's fun basketball to watch.
for the Indians scoring-wise there in the first half. 10 points for Ethan Dunn on that first quarter. He set out most of the second quarter because of a couple of fouls. 6 points for Dawson Gentry, 5 for Luke Fawns, 4 points for Isaiah Rowlett. And then Brecken Decker took only one shot. He didn't score. Clutie and Cole Rose, and they played but did not score there in the first half of play. So we'll be back. Look at the other stats. Yeah, this was a 15-13 game, and with about 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and boom, the Broncos erupted and lead it now 51-25. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Indians made 11 of 29 field goal attempts in that first quarter. Only 3 of 15 threes. And two of those belonged to Dunn and one of them belonged to Fawns, and those came early in the game. The Indians, boy, I don't know, they must have missed their last probably 7 or 8 threes in a row and missed their only free throw. So the shooting inside the three-point line, they were 8 of 14. Meanwhile, Frederick Douglass, 22 of 37 from the field. They made 4 of 8 threes, 3 of 7 from the line. Rebounds, 21-17. So the Indians did a better rebounding job than I would have expected, I think. But turnovers, 10 on the Tribe and only 4 on Frederick Douglass. But again, this Montgomery County team has not backed down. They're out there playing, and they're not trying to slow it down or anything. They're ripping and running with the Broncos, who have put 51 on the board here in this first half of play. We'll come back and be ready to get the second half underway 90 seconds from now. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
But you hate it that Tyce Jarvis is not available for this game because it is a contest he would love to play in.
Oh, man.
You know.
Yeah, he knows a lot of these guys growing up. And he would love. And you saw it out of Ethan Dunn starting out at this ball game. You know, I think he felt like, hey, I'm back in my city, and I'm going to show them what I've got.
We're back to the two starting lineups that we had in there. So Dunn's in there right now. They floated low in the jam. Oh, what a terrific lob in there for Surratt. That was thrown by Jones, and he goes up and stuffs it in, and it's 53-25. What a start. Well, that's a way to begin a second half. Dunn drives in, penetrates, gets it knocked away, and then it goes out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball somehow.
It happened so fast.
Yeah. It's here is Gentry gets it in. Fawns back cut. Dunn goes under, steps through, puts it up no good, draws the foul. It'll be on Jones. Travis Jones with his first.
You like what Dunn did right there. He used the rim to his advantage to keep anybody from behind trying to go up and swat it as he tried to make it a three-point play.
First half, the five starters did not have a foul for Frederick Douglass. Free throw is up and no good. So the Indians have made they've not made a free throw. They're 0 for 2 from the line. Only got there one time in the first half. Dunn puts this one up, and it rattles around. It comes out. Fawns tipped the rebound, but finally battling it away was Kaysen to come up with it. It stays 53-25. Going for the basket and laying it up. No good. And the rebound is taken by Rose off the Surratt's missed layup. And then in backcourt, traveling violation against the Indians. Official Kenny Gant made that call in backcourt.
Just a different speed. You know, it's just a different speed.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. And the Indians are trying to play with this speed. They're giving it the college try to be sure. Kaysen right side, quick firing a shot, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound done. Comes away with it off that miss by Boone. And the Indians have the ball. 7:08 to play third quarter. Here is Gentry coming out. Gentry drives through the defense and gives it off. Making a little move out there is Decker. Decker goes down the lane, kicks it back to Dunn. Dunn doesn't have anything. Whether they cover, they help. They play really good defense.
They jump on the pass. I mean,
Gentry drives the baseline, hooks it to Fawns. Fawns, a ball fake, goes under, and that's a foul. Wow. I mean, they gave Chenault a lot of benefit there.
Oh, and Luke comes back and gets him on the other side.
Yeah, Fawns goes back and blocks his shot. Fawns down. Fawns goes in, and a little reverse layup is good.
Wow. Great job of recovery there by Luke on both sides.
53-27. Cross-court pass by Chenault, driving on the baseline. Jones, and then they threw it away. Decker comes up with it on the turnover. Decker's going to go down. Ball fakes, spins, weaves out to Gentry. Makes a move, puts up a 12-footer. Looks like he got hit on the arm.
He had gotten hit.
And Surratt with a rebound. I mean, Gentry, you could tell that shot didn't even get close. And here, driving in is Boone and dumping it down low, and Boone puts it up and in. 55-27. Decker, the offensive end, drives for the basket. Sends it back out to Fawns. He launches a long three that bounces off. They block out Boone, comes away with the rebound. And Boone runs it down, puts it up off the side of the board. He got fouled with no call. But they get the ball back, and now outside there is a three that is good by Surratt. Wow.
I don't see how
I
don't see how some of these officials can't see some of the contact, obvious fouls in this ball game.
58-27. It's as if they just kind of are going to say, hey, we're going to let him play. Here's a foul. Finally Dunn goes up for a shot, got hit on the arm.
Case is like, why you call that on me?
Yeah. Nobody else got those.
Especially when Gentry got hit. I mean, the flight of the ball tells you he had to have gotten hit on his arm. You know.
So Gentry, or Dunn rather, who missed a couple of free throws here a moment ago, is going to shoot three right now. Puts it up and in. 58-28. I guess now if you're Montgomery County, one of the things, stay away from the running clock if you can. Free throw is good again. It rolled in. Dunn has a dozen points. Fawns with seven. Gentry with six. 4 points for Rowlett off the bench. That's the Indians' point total. 5:09 to go here in the third quarter. Dunn ready. Pulls the trigger, and this one also rolls in. Boy, those were, they had plenty of rim touches on it, but he makes them all. 58-30. Driving for the basket, Jones, and that.
I just don't like that call.
Well, they haven't been calling anything like
that. That's the reason why I don't like
it. He pretty much went down there and threw him. He threw himself on the floor pretty much, but Dunn gets his third foul. And it's Travis Jones who will be at the line for two. 17 apiece in the game for Chenault and Boone. Jones has not scored yet in the contest, one of the starters, and he still hasn't. Misses the first free throw. And only two turnovers in the game.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
especially playing at this type of a pace.
Free throw no good again, and the rebound, Chenault gets it, and it's taken away from him by Decker. Well, that's a great play by Decker. Dunn loses it, gets it back. The offensive end, Fawns, drives in, powers his shot up, that doesn't go down. Battles for the rebound, can't get it. Goes to Surratt. Lead pass ahead, and we get a collision down on the other end.
Decker, okay. I thought it was his ankle that crilled, but he must have just clipped his own feet there, because I thought he was going to have an ankle injury the way he went down.
Decker's second personal foul. It's a common foul, too. They didn't get to shoot on that one. 4:45 still to play in the third quarter. It's 58-30. And here, Surratt gives it up to Jones. Over to Boone, who wants to drive on Fawns, but gives it up. Surratt, a long three, is no good. Gets a rebound and goes in and jams it. Oh, well. It came right back to him. Sometimes it's just your night, Ivan.
Yeah, it really is.
Dunn driving in, jump stop, can't get the shot away. Looks to give it out, does so. Decker, a three left side, shot no good. Rebound gathered by Surratt. And going up and jamming it is Chenault. I'm not keeping track of dunks.
Need a dunk-o-meter. You definitely need a dunk-o-meter. If I was a local donut chain, I'd be sponsoring this group right here. Wow.
Decker is still not scored in this game. We'd like to get him on track a little bit. I mean, now they had been playing pretty well, but hadn't been able to score. Now they have gone to a zone. We got five players ready to check in. 3:35 to go. And here is Gentry way out near the timeline. Jones right with him. Has to get rid of it. Threw it in backcourt. Oh, here we go. Going down and jamming it and drawing the foul is Boone.
I mean, Boone finished through
foul
contact.
Foul is on Decker.
What's the percentage of players you see that complete that dunk on that kind of contact? I mean, that shows he's a little bit stronger than what his frame may suggest.
Where do these guys come from? I mean, they wonder.
They grow them on the farm here?
If you had no Frederick Douglass, are these Bryan Station players?
A little bit of everything. Some of them would have been in Henry Clay or Dunbar.
Free throw is no good. They battle for the rebound, and Boone is able to get it back and goes under and gets fouled. And Boone's going to shoot two more free throws, I believe.
I mean, you don't hear a lot of legacy names, when you think about, those great Henry Clay teams or, Dunbar from the late 80s, early 90s, those Lafayette teams.
The foul is on Rose, but they do not let him shoot free throws. So, we got some new players in for the Broncos now. Miano drives down, he walked. They do call it. Daniel Miano call for the travel. Indians get it trailing 65-30. 35 point game. Indians need a basket. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Dunn drives in, gives to Fawns, who launches a three. Good. 3 points and Luke has 10 points, 65-33. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here is Wright. Bounces it down, tipped away, but Boone gets it back. Then he sends it outside. right for a three that's good. A minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. So the Indians have got to try to score again here. Here is Gentry. Dunn launches a long three that bounces off the rim. The rebound is grabbed by Cohen. And going down, putting it up, Shadault, no good. Rebound put in by Boone.
I mean, he misses the shot, but his momentum carries him right to the rebound on the other side of the rim.
Wow. 70-33. Here's Collins down the baseline, puts his shot up, no good. The rebound is gathered by Miano. And there's a three that is no good, but right, the rebound flips it back up and in. Dunn down the lane. He lays it up and in at the other end. Dunn now with 15 points. 72-35, but we got the running clock now, I believe. Yeah. Only 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. The fourth quarter will pass rather quickly. Here's a back cut, and Miano, I thought he walked with the ball before he got there, but a foul called that goes against Decker. That's his fourth. Now Rallet checks in for Rose. And it's going to be a free throw opportunity, and now they stop the clock with 7.3. I don't understand that right there. I mean, when do you determine how you stop the clock?
Well,
you Miano know, is going to shoot a pair.
I thought it was when the shooter receives the ball, but I could be wrong. I don't.
Miano makes one, and he makes two. 74-35. Indians got to hurry. Decker sends it over. Fawn sends it down, and Gentry fires the three. That's no good. And the quarter comes to an end. 74-35, our score, as the Indians get outscored 23-10 there in that third quarter. And we'll be back with fourth quarter action in just a minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
So we, yeah, the clock will be running. They just made the announcement.
Somebody go catch it.
Yeah, a lot of young people say, I've never seen a clock run before. See if the Indians can make up a little ground here. They're playing against the second unit now, Rallet, in the game. Over to Dunn. This bunch, you think they're not hungry to be in there for Frederick Douglass. Gentry, a three off the left side, good.
You got to remember, too, this second bunch, what are they seeing in practice? You know, they're going up against the same thing Montgomery County's going up against tonight.
Now, still in the game is Boone, and Boone launches a three that's no good. The rebound is tipped out and done. Comes up with the ball. He took it away, goes down off to Fonz, who lays it up and in.
That's a great leave off there by Dunn to Fonz.
Great. 74-40. Out from the ball is Wright. Banther is in the game right now, takes it. So Boone Boone is still in there. Boone drives down the lane, flips it up, and it rolled off. And the rebound, Rowlett, goes in there after it was tipped around and comes up with the ball. And down here's Dunn, banks it up, no good. Rebound by Decker, ball fake, goes up, puts it up, it won't go in. And the rebound comes to Cohen. Quickly down, Boone, driving for the basket, flips it up and in.
Yeah, they were playing for something, is why Boone was out there. They've called that timeout to get him out. So.
76 to 40, I don't know what it was.
He's hit a mouse cone.
Real quick, center court, by the special recognition. Our fellow Boone has just now scored his 1,000 points. All right, congratulations.
So Boone gets his 1,000th point.
His teammates celebrating in that moment with him. Yeah, you had to have known there was some reason why he was still in the ball game in that moment.
So it is 76 to 40. Now Boone leaves. Dunn breaks it down for Montgomery County. Gentry over the right side, corner to Fawns, out to Decker. They just, Indians are running offense and going through it. Dunn takes it beyond the top of the key. Decker over to Fawns, who launches a long three that rolls off the rim. And the rebound gathered by Harris. They get down in a hurry, but don't take the shot inside. Harris has it out on the perimeter. 6 minutes to play in the game. Harris, a little shake and bake, and now gives it up to Wright over the corner. Wright works out front, driving on Dunn. Now ball is tipped almost in the backcourt, but Harris breaks it down. Harris wanted to work on Decker, goes around him and flips it up and draws the foul. That'll foul Decker out of the game.
What a beautiful play by Harris right there.
Shoot. Apparently only Decker's fourth.
No, I think they thought he was fouled out, too. I think they was bringing Cole Rolls in for it. I think they were just late to signify it.
So Rose comes in, and the free throw is good. Quite a three-point play by Junior Harris, and it is 79 to 40. 5 minutes to play in the game. Another group of players ready to come in. Here is Gentry. Gives off to Dunn. Dunn looking. Now Gentry goes to get it on the left wing. Long pass over on the right side. And Fawns has it taken away. And going under and missing the jam. The rebound lost out of bounds to the Indians. So that was Talbert, a little freshman, who went up trying to jam it at five. He's 5'10", Ivan.
Yeah, he's 5'10", and he is, the grandson, I believe, of my classmate, Deidre Talbert, former Deidre Scott from back in Mount Sterling.
And he's got the ball. Rose, at about 15 feet away, gives to Gentry. He wants to drive, and he gets fouled as he tried to take it down inside. They haven't called those kind of fouls all night, I can tell you, but that one's going to go against Junior Harris. His first and the first foul of this final quarter against the Broncos. Pass comes into Gentry. He's been guarded by a big guy, Jackson Dials, and Gentry fires his shot up. It doesn't go down. He got pushed right in the back, and the rebound comes to Stone, who's in the game right now. So spinning around is Stone. He forces up a shot that's no good. It's rebounded by Dials, no good. Rebound is tipped out. There's a three up and good by Clark. Wow. It doesn't make any difference. They put in one of the cheerleaders. He'd make a shot tonight. I guarantee you. And now we get a foul out front that's going to go against Jamaria Stone, his first, team foul number two. And now Matthew Willoughby is going to come in for Montgomery County. the senior, Matt Willoughby, at about 6'1". He comes in for Fawns. Luke has played hard tonight. Has a dozen points, four rebounds, and he'll be glad to sit down, I think. He's there's a throwaway in backcourt, and Harris goes under and puts it up and in. Harris with his fifth point. The lead continues to grow. Down inside, Gentry going for the basket, and he's going to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Jake Mitchell, I believe. It was on, and Gentry will shoot a pair of free throws. Gentry with 9 points tonight can become the third Indian to hit double figures. They've only got 40. Make it 41.
Zion has made a way in.
So Rose comes out. Zion Veal, the senior, will check in for the Indians. And Gentry's free throw is good again. So he has 11 now. 84-42. Harris drives in. Dunn took it away from him. Dunn brings it down. Boy, the Broncos get back in a hurry. Willoughby a three left side. No good. And the rebound taken by Dials. And then it's lost in backcourt, but Harris picks it up. Gives the head to Mitchell, and underneath finds the player wide open. Gets it under to Stone, who lays it up and in. 86-42. 1:11 to go with that running clock. Shoot. Flutie's going to come back in. Here is Rallett. Couldn't get the three away out of the left corner. Gives back out to Dunn. Dunn will drive. Sends it right corner to Veal. Veal wants to drive on Dials. Almost lost. He gives the deck to Gentry down the lane. Flips it up and rolls off. And Rallett goes and battles for the rebound. So Indians get it back. Over on the right side, there's a long three put up and good. That was Gentry. Dawson Gentry nails a three. 86-45. Thought the Indians might get over 50 with that running clock. Down to 28 seconds left. It looks like the Broncos are just going to hold the ball.
Yeah, they're going to take the air out of how the fans want. Want the big guy to shoot it.
I think he should. 13 seconds to go. Time's going to run out.
All right, great job,
Frederick Douglass goes to 4-1 as they beat the Indians tonight. 86-45, our final, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
all Frederick Douglass tonight. I don't know what I expected coming over here. I didn't think that it would be a real competitive game, but well, this Frederick Douglass team, they are impressive.
They're very impressive, and you know, it's going to take a team's best effort to dispose of a team like this. Yeah, you know, they've got quality depth on this team. Just amazing athleticism, man. The thing that I liked about this team is just how connected they are on the defensive side of the ball and what they do. You know, they can give an immense amount of ball pressure individually, right? And so when you're trying to get into your set or you're trying to go north and south, it's extremely difficult because then they're going to run you right into a help defender. And when that help defender comes, immediately your thought as the ball handler is to try to find that open person. Where is that open player? Well, as soon as you make that thought, then you'll see where the off defender comes across and has already, you know, filled that void even before you even have a chance to really collect your faculties at that moment. I mean, everything is coming at you at lightning speed, so you got to be able to read and react instantaneously. You've got to kind of have a feel for it. Like I was telling you, when Frederick Douglass got on the offensive side, when these guys were catching the ball, they already knew what they were going to do. You know, whether they were going to step back and take a three or whether they were going to just continue to be aggressive and go towards the basket. And that's what it has to be. It has to become innate almost in your reaction when you got the ball in your hand. And then on defense, what is the offense trying to do? Where is that next play? You know, and they are really connected on the defensive end. And so it allows them to get out and run on the offensive end. And if you're not accustomed to seeing that type of speed, you know, the next thing you know, you're looking up and you're facing a 10-point deficit, then a 15-point deficit, and then a 30-point deficit. You know, it happens that quick in succession.
Any has fallen to 3-4 with the loss tonight, and Frederick Douglass is now at 4-1. Again, that loss that they suffered was to Great Crossing.
Great Crossing.
By
you know, a team that can match that athleticism, but then has a big guy in there that is the difference maker for them. You know, you talk about, you know, guys on this Frederick Douglass team collectively were getting rebounds. They weren't relying on one guy to get rebounds. It was because they were getting, you know, two and three guys up around that rim, and then they were leaking out the other guys. I mean, they didn't have to have all five go to the rim, and it's not like they got a tremendous amount of size, but boy, they have that athleticism, that quickness. They beat you to the spot.
The scoring real quick for you. Armello Boone with 23 tonight. Again, he passed the 1,000-point mark. He's a junior. DeMarcus Surratt, a sophomore, had 16 to go with 9 rebounds. Then it was 19 also for Avion Chenault, a junior. Wow. 5 points for sophomore Terry Kaysen. The other starter, Travis Jones, did not score. He took only one field goal attempt and missed a couple of free throws. Nate Cohen didn't score. Chris Wright had 5, 2 for Dakari Talbert. He's only a freshman. Junior Harris with 5, 3 for Jake Mitchell, 2 for Jamaria Stone, 3 for James Clark. Daniel Miano also had 2. Indians got 15 from Ethan Dunn, 14 from Dawson Gentry, a dozen from Luke Fawns, and then 4 points from Isaiah Rowlett. Those were the 4 players that scored for Montgomery County. Coach Jason Mays has joined us now. And Coach, wow. I mean, we knew we were coming in to face a really good basketball team tonight, but I don't know what you thought, but Frederick Douglass, they were ramped up from the get-go.
I mean, they're better than us, obviously. I mean, I knew that coming into the game. They shot it way better than they have. But, I mean, yes, you're right, Dan. I mean, that's a top three team in the state. I mean, they're really good. Which, you know, you can't. I still believe in the prescription. And tonight might have been the bottom. You know, even the off season when we're on the honeymoon, you know, you say, look, we're going to start out like this. And then it's going to do this. I probably even told you this, I think, one morning on your radio show.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll hit a bottom, and then you'll start to climb out. And you want to climb that time out, that climb out, you want to time that with district tournament play. So you can't really control how these things happen as far as when. But, you know, tonight might have been a bottom. I don't know if I've ever been beat like that. I mean, 41 points. We run the clock. I mean, so, you know, it's that, you know, you have to hit a bottom sometime. And, you know, we're just, it's decision making, it's ball control. And, you know, sometimes I try to go sets and manufacture shots. We turn it over. We let them play with freedom. We turn it over. I mean, Dan, we had two turnovers, again, coming out of timeouts, beginning of quarters, end of quarters, where, like, remember the inbounds pass? It just hits him in the hand and goes out of bounds. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Am I exaggerating? You saw it just like I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't explain that. Can you? I mean, other than it's mental. It's mental. But some of it's physical, too. And so there's got to be consequences. And so, you know, we're going to practice at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I think I figured out at the bottom how to coach this team. And that is I have to absolutely grind them. And I haven't done that this year. I've sort of stayed positive with them and loved on them. But if you're going to turn the ball over, you've got to be able to turn people over. And so we turn it over, and we're not getting stops. So it's double jeopardy. So we're just going to have to start grinding people. Every practice is going to be a three stops in a row practice where you don't get out of the drill until you get three stops in a row. I've done that before. You know, it's not fun, but it's what it takes to win, I guess, right now in this program. I don't know anything else to do. You know, when things get rough, you can't go soft. You have to go hard. And you have to plow forward. Until you do see some light. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go harder, and we're going to keep our brow down, and we're going to go forward, and I'm going to grind them. You know, that's the only prescription I know.
It looked from here, Coach, like the pace of the game was just a little bit more than your team was ready for, and boy, that can turn over into exactly what we saw tonight, I thought.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that team's got one of the best athletes in the nation in Chenault. I mean, he's a five-star athlete. He's been recruited by everybody in the SEC, including Georgia and Alabama, for football. You know, I mean, they're not very disciplined defensively. But they don't have to be, because they make up for their mistakes with their athleticism, their size and length and quickness. And, you know, their defense is motivated by trying to get a dunk off the backboard on the other end. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can play free when you can get after people like that. You know, obviously that's not who we are. Our athletes are a little bit more rigid. You know, Luke's a great athlete, but he's more of a rigid athlete, a more timed athlete. And maybe that'll be something that develops. But, you know, our best athlete's over in a boot right now. You know, and that didn't really impact the game, other than he's the one kid in our program. I said this to Ivan pregame. He's the one kid, you know, what do you miss with Tice? He's the one kid in the program that's played against these guys. He's the one kid in the program that ain't scared of competition. He's the one kid in the program that ain't going to shrink from it, you know. He plays against guys like this all the time, all summer long. You know, he's played at the top level of his age group since he could dribble a basketball. And so this is normal to him.
Were any of your kids really afraid out there?
We were scared to death tonight.
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. We were scared. I don't know if Luke was scared, but Luke was paralyzed a little bit. And it was the Luke in the first two games of the season where I would say something to him. It was just that blank look where I knew he wasn't resonating. He was in his own head. And he was focused on, okay, I'm just going to try to score every time I touch the ball, which was probably our best offense. But yeah, I mean, Doss fought. You know, he's always going to fight, and there's times that Breck will fight, but, like, you know, there's other ways of fighting. There's fighting by not letting somebody take the ball from you. There's fighting in making sure a pass is the proper pass and it gets through and we can execute. It's waiting on a screen. It's having execution toughness. It's setting a good screen, not missing on it. It's timing. It's, I mean, you ought to see us 5-on-0 on it with our offense. I could, I lie to you not, we could record our dummy offense and I could sell it on videotape. But you get it out here against good level of competition, they shrink away from it and they doubt themselves, which is fear.
6 of 25 three-point shots tonight. You probably had 7 or 8 at least, though, that went right down in the cylinder. It'd been nice if a few of those shots had fallen in. I'm saying all these things because this really was. This was a Frederick Douglass night. Everything they did seemed to work, and the things that you're doing really didn't work. I mean,
we only wanted to do two things that would be under defensively, and we didn't. I mean, very simple as you come, and we didn't execute it. I mean, all Ethan had to do on a three-line set is shade the corner. All Ethan had to do on a flat set is bracket the guy on the ball side block. We didn't do it one time. You know, I mean, at some point, so I sat him in Brecken in the first half because I told him, I'm taking your minutes. But, you know, I mean, if I don't play him the rest of the game, then I'm giving up on him. And I'm not going to do that. You know, I'll lose every game here on out before I give up on him. I mean, that's who we got. That's who we got to roll with. But I'm extremely frustrated. I'm at a loss.
Well, you had 14 turnovers tonight. They only had 4 turnovers. So you didn't have a huge amount. I mean, it's not good, but not a huge amount. But how do you turn that team over?
By keeping them in front of you. I mean, I knew we were going to play zone, but, you know, then you got to rebound out of the zone. You know, and, you know, you got to make somebody's bones crush. And, you know, that's not who we are. You know, we're too nice. So the only thing we can do is make them miserable through tough love, and that's what we're going to do. And that's going to start at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. For whatever it's worth, you know, I'm not really discouraged at all because I still think this team is to come. And
I'm discouraged.
Decker didn't have a point again tonight.
Back-to-back games. I mean, and I don't know if you saw me, like, before halftime, I kept him and E out here just to, like, spend some time with him and talk to him and, like, take him off the edge, you know? And I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's not from a lack of opportunity. I mean, he's missed now 8 layups in the last 5 games, you know? And,
hey, Coach, keep the faith. 6 o'clock in the morning, do I need to report?
No, I got permission from my AD. Okay. You know, sometimes parents will, especially after games like this, they'll, you know, want to go south on you a little bit because that's a somewhat of an emotional decision. But, you know, we weren't going to practice tomorrow because we were going to lift 6th period, and then we are going to go shopping for 3 angels, you know, just underprivileged students at the high school that, without some things that we're going to do, they probably wouldn't have a Christmas. So we're going to do that. That's important. You know, it's bigger than basketball. And then we're going to have a team dinner at Mellini's tomorrow night. So I don't want to cancel those things because that would be an emotional decision that I would regret later on. But we got to practice after this. They have to be held accountable. So we're just going to go at 6 in the morning.
Hey, Coach, I can say I didn't see any back down from your team tonight, though. Maybe you did, but I didn't think your team didn't want to play. I didn't see them quitting or anything like that. I mean, they stayed the course, but they really ran into a buzzsaw tonight and weren't up to the challenge. But, another game coming on Friday night. It's a big one because it's a district game.
Yeah. Where are we now, 3-4?
3-4.
Okay, buddy.
Hey.
As always, I thank you for your professionalism and your class. That was a rough run to watch, I know.
Hey, not really. Thank you, Coach.
Right.
Coach Jason Mays, who's Indians lose tonight to Frederick Douglass here in Lexington. And, again, going over the stats real quick for you. 86-45 was the final. Frederick Douglass made 36 of 62 from the field, 7 of 15 threes, 6 of 13 from the line. inning of 17 of 48, 6 of 25 on threes, 5 of 8 from the stripe. Frederick Douglass wins the rebound battle 41-26. So in the second half, it was 20-9 in rebounds. Turnovers 14 on the Indians, 4 against Frederick Douglass. And, boy, I'm in the we saw an awfully good basketball team. I don't know why. I thought the Indians played hard. There were some of those threes that if they'd gone down in the first half, it would have made a little difference, made things closer. I think there's still a lot to go for this Montgomery County basketball team. I think we will see good things before this season is over.
Yeah, like I said, this is one of those things. These are all the pretests, you know. Yeah, these are the pretests for the coaching staff, for the players to understand, where are we? You know, where is that watermark for us right now? And then where is the watermark where we want to be at? And so that's what you got to do in any situation. You got to evaluate yourself to find out, where is our starting point? What do you know? You know, what can you do? And then how do we then, you know, improve upon that? That's in any part of it in our lives, and you're in your daily jobs, whatever it is, you find out where you are, where you need to improve, and how do you get to that point? And that's what Coach Jason Mazie, he preached. He's been very consistent with that message from the day that he stepped on campus and he saw what he had available to him. That's been a consistent message, and with the way they scheduled it, that's what you're going to see for the remainder of this season, because there are many, many, many challenges down the road, and you've got to get accustomed to this. Don't look at it, oh, well, they're no good. They're getting beat by 30. And then, no. You want to see the mark improvement, you know, and when, you know, Tyce Jarvis gets back available, you'll see that dynamic of, because he's a kid that, like Coach May said, in this setting, it's not new to him. It is new to a lot of our players, but it's not new to him. So I think some of those misses that we had tonight that we normally have seen this team hit, like what we saw them do over against Lafayette the other night, they're not going to be hurried shots. They may not look hairy to us, but they were coming out pretty quick out of their hands, and that means, you know, there weren't a relaxed shot. So just stick with it and, you know, trust the process. Trust the process.
Ivan, thanks a lot. We'll be back on Friday night. Doubleheader.
Doubleheader, Bourbon
MCHS
County.
MCHS Arena. Bourbon County will come in, and we'll see if this team can't get rolling. And we hope you'll be there. If you can, we hope you'll join us. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, who always does such a great job. And thanks to you for joining us. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And until we join you on Friday night from the Frederick Douglass Gym, where the Broncos beat the Indians 86-45 tonight. For Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley saying so long, everybody.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.